Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Were you a person that was fortunate enough to retire early, so you're not yet qualified to receive Medicaid? Do you own a small business? Are you one of the tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that obtain their health insurance through one of the Obamacare health exchanges? If so, you know that the annual re-enrollment period is about to start on November 1st. But do you know, I'm almost going to guarantee this, your premiums are about to skyrocket. I'm going to explain why that is happening, even if you are have never been a person that has received a subsidy before to purchase insurance on the exchange ever. So again, you're just somebody who needs health insurance. You don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid. You're not at retirement age. You are probably a small business owner. Maybe you're a solo, lawyer. You have your own law firm or you own a consulting firm or a very small business. Again, you have to go to the exchange to get health insurance. Your premiums, and you've never gotten a subsidy. You think, that big brutal bill, that has nothing to do with me. Oh, it absolutely does, and your premiums are about to skyrocket. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to that in just one second. I'm going to explain what's going on and what we can do about it right now, okay? We've got a window before we hit November 1st. There is a way your premiums are still going to go up, but to keep them from not, tripling, quadrupling in some instances, I'm going to tell you what we can do about that, so stay tuned. But to just close out the conversation that I had with Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, thank you so much. He brought our attention to the fact that the MAGA regime led by Robin Voss and Senator Lemahieu here in the state of Wisconsin refuses to spend $2 million, which is big money for us individual little people, but it is not big money for the state of Wisconsin, refuse to spend $2 million to take care of our veterans appropriately. That would be funding to refund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. They have kicked all of the veterans out of this emergency housing. Here are the folks that you need to be calling. I looked up their names and numbers during the break. So if you've got a pen or pencil ready, I'm going to drop their names and numbers. Okay, first off, on the Senate side, the chairperson of the Veterans Committee, and it is a big old mouthful, it is the Wisconsin Senate Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs and Constitution and Federalism. Okay, that mouthful. The guy that chairs that committee that would be responsible for scheduling a hearing on the Senate bill that proposes to refund this, oh yes, it's bipartisan, Republican Andre Jacques supports this bill. This guy's name is Eric Wimberger. Okay? Here is his information. I got to scroll down. He's got a huge page here. Got to get to his contact info. This is for State Senate District 30. His contact info. Do you have your pen and paper ready? 608-266-5670. 608-266-5670. You can email him at sen.wimberger@legis.wisconsin.gov. That's sen.wimberger@legis.wisconsin.gov. Okay, on the assembly side, the guy that heads the State Assembly Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs is Representative William Penterman of Assembly District 38. Here's his number, 608-237-9138. That's 608-237-9138. And his email is rep.penterman, P-E-N-T-E-R-M-A-N, at legis.wisconsin.gov. Of course, we will provide the contact information for Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu, as well as Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Blow up their phones and emails. Tell them, schedule the bill and fund the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program, for crying out loud. This just should not be this hard. Okay, now that I have that bit of business out of the way, Let me explain to you how the MAGA regime and Trump's big, brutal bill, the MAGA regime's commitment to not regular people, commitment to 100 millionaires and the billionaire class, and their desire to give people like that tax cuts that they don't need, that amount to rounding errors. Here is what is happening when it comes to solo practitioners, small business owners. Maybe you're a consultant. Maybe you're an early retiree, not yet qualified for Medicaid. I'm talking about the people that get their health insurance from the ACA marketplace. People who don't and never have received a subsidy. Now, the big brutal bill and what got all the action was, of course, the cuts to Medicaid. They're going to push millions of people off of Medicaid. The action was about the fact that they got rid of subsidies for people, basically all of the subsidies for anyone that's 131% above the poverty line and above, which again, the poverty line is ridiculously low. I think it's around like 20, 22,000. Okay, so they got rid of all those subsidies. So, when things get more expensive, this is, I'm going back to basic microeconomics. When things get more expensive, demand goes down, all else being equal, okay? So because of the big brutal bill, here's what's going to happen. Insurance will be more expensive because the subsidies are gone. What happens when something is more expensive because the subsidies are gone, fewer people will buy it. Translated into health insurance speak, what does that mean? It means healthier people that are like, ugh, it costs too much now. I'm just going to pass on getting the insurance. They'll just opt out. Or they may opt to buy what has been newly made available due to a lawsuit brought by Josh Call and other Democratic attorneys general, expanded catastrophic health insurance coverage, which is cheaper. Okay, so it was going to be expensive before. After the big brutal bill, more expensive than we expected. And now, because of a lawsuit that was filed in the last couple of months, the feds, Donald Trump, decided, oh, we'll make catastrophic health insurance coverage more available for people. So that means even more people will opt out of regular health insurance. Every time people opt out of insurance because they have a cheaper option, read catastrophic insurance, or because the insurance has just gotten way too expensive for them, every time the people opt out, they tend to be the healthy people, leaving a smaller pool of people that are insured by that particular carrier who are less healthy, that are sicker. Okay, insurance as a product relies upon risk pooling. You need healthy people buying insurance alongside sick people. Otherwise, it doesn't work, right? The insurance carrier can't pay for the health care that is needed for the super sick people if you don't have healthy people who need less care paying into the system as well. It's literally how insurance works. So what is happening here in Wisconsin? And I'm going to focus on the Fox River Valley as an example. What is happening here in Wisconsin is we have had both nonprofit health insurance carriers and for-profit health insurance carriers that have agreed and are meeting all of the federal regulations and all of the, it's very complicated, who are qualified and registered to provide health insurance through the ACA enrollment portals, okay? It's not every Tom, Dick, and Harry health insurance company can be like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. No. You got to, lots of regulations around that. In the Fox River Valley, there were seven total carriers that were authorized to provide health insurance coverage through this portal this coming year. They were required under legislation from the Biden administration to disclose what their health insurance premium rate increases were going to be for 2026. They submitted those before the big brutal bill passed and before there was this additional safety valve opened up of the catastrophic insurance. Can you see where I'm going with this? So they submit their rate increases to the Officer of the Commissioner of Insurance here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the legal landscape has changed. And what the legal landscape changing means is that now the people who will be obtaining insurance from any of these seven carriers, four nonprofits, three for-profits, are going to see their premiums absolutely explode. I'm not talking about doubling. I'm talking about tripling and quadrupling. Last year, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities calculated, and this is going to be higher than what they calculated last year because of the catastrophic thing, which just happened because of the lawsuit, which was just filed, okay? Stay with me. Before even that last chink in the armor, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities calculated how the cost would change with the with these changes that were anticipated, at least partially, through the big brutal bill. It's worse than what they thought it was going to be. So again, all of these figures are likely to be worse. An average 60-year-old couple making $82,000 a year may see their annual premium costs increase from $7,000 to $26,000. And it will be worse than the $26,000 because of this, the new leakage into the catastrophic plans that just happened within the last month or so. It will be worse than that, okay? That is a $20,000 increase for a couple making $82,000. That's a quarter of their income before they've paid for housing or a slice of bread. They're not going to be able to buy that insurance. It is prohibitively expensive. And by the way, those numbers will actually likely be worse. So, let's zoom in. This is basically what has happened in the Fox River Valley since those seven health insurance carriers that are authorized to provide health insurance, not the catastrophic kind, just the regular health insurance through the ACA portals, okay? After the true expanse, the impact, the negative downside of the big brutal bill came out and this catastrophic coverage loophole was created by the Trump administration, one of those carriers has now dropped out. And that is going to have impacts on those other carriers. I'm going to tell you what these trickle down, these domino impacts are. The risk pool explosion that is about to go down in the state of Wisconsin and what we can do about it. Don't go anywhere. This is information you've got to hear. I continue to break it down next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.